Joined in studio by the member for Dubbo, the Honourable Troy Grant. Thanks for sticking around with us, mate.
Welcome.
Oh,
did...
How rude.
Turn the minister's microphone on, please, James.
Welcome.
My goodness.
How rude of me.
Stick on my side of the desk, Troy. Right, stick with me.
I'm with you, Pippa.
Yeah. I'll let you take over the talking, Pippa.
Troy, you're here to announce some really exciting funding for some sporting communities in Dubbo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, great news. In addition to the Stronger Communities Fund, Regional New South Wales Fund, we have $100 million for community groups to build infrastructure. But on top of that, there's sort of like buckets of funding all over the place. We had a thing called the Asian Cup about 2 years ago, run by Football Federation of Australia.
Which we won. Australia won that.
We won that. Mm-hmm. Fantastic result. And as a result of that, the state government, when we hosted it, did a deal that proceeds from that event that was so successful went back into grassroots funding.
Oh, that's great.
Amazing.
Really good.
So Dubbo District Soccer Club have been successful in $60,000 of funding that'll join with funding from the Sports Council, from Dubbo Regional Council to build new amenities block down on Lady Cutler Oval.
Fantastic.
How good is that?
Huge news.
60 grand, that's a good chunk of money for a local soccer club.
It's a good, and it's a combined money about 120,000 for the facility. So
wow.
And there's more of this rolling out. We've got good money coming in through that sports fund. And for the infrastructure, but also the programs and the sporting activity that happen as well. So clubs are just benefiting Western Rams from rugby league, all those sorts of groups, right across the spectrum. Water polo just recently got some money, so not just at the traditional sports, some of the new sports are also benefiting from the funding out there. And we're just encouraging all the sporting groups, get in contact with my office and we'll tell you where the funds are. Because often they're not well known. Yeah. They're really easy to apply for. You can apply for them online now.
Great.
And the more they ask, the more we're able to tell them and the more money they'll end up getting.
Fantastic. Because I think a lot of sporting groups, as you said, wouldn't be aware that there are these funds available for them.
Yeah, and there's funds for out-of-club grants, Category 3 funding, which I think about four groups in town have applied for, and that's got a high success likelihood. So it's a great way to invest in local infrastructure, sporting infrastructure, particularly for the kids.
Definitely.
In junior sport, and we get a healthier, happier community.
Fantastic. The Honourable Troy Grant, member for Dubbo, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio this morning. It's amazing to get an announcement like that of great money coming into local sporting clubs, and we're going to welcome you back every fortnight. So this is here to a long relationship with you.
Cheers.
Ching, ching.
Yeah,
ching,
that's
ching.
Right, exactly.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
No worries, and you have a great Monday, mate.
Well, then I'll do all my best to have a better haircut next time.
You're looking all right at the moment. You're not doing too bad.
Cheers.